With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House confirms ongoing talks and discussions with terror group Hamas amid the ongoing ceasefire with Israel.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump supports the dialogue between U.S. officials and Hamas.
He believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Leavitt declined to provide details on the talks, but noted that there are American lives at stake. She also said Israel has been consulted about the direct engagement with Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also issued what he calls a last warning to the terror group to release all the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com in Oregon, a person's under arrest in connection with an arson and shooting out of a window at a Salem Tesla dealership. January 20th, a person is seen on surveillance video walking behind a vehicle, setting off a Molotov cocktail that set a car on fire. The person also broke a window in the building. February 19th, a shot was fired through the window of the dealership. Federal prosecutors say 41-year-old Adam Lansky is the suspect in both incidents. He's charged with illegally possessing a destructive device. There was plenty of severe weather happening across the country.
Powerful storms that killed three people in Mississippi and ripped roofs from buildings in a small Oklahoma town are charging across the nation. The severe weather is threatening more communities in the central to eastern United States with wide-ranging weather. Forecasters also warned that a Pacific storm was expected to bring widespread rain and mountain snow across California and other parts of the West. Blizzard conditions in Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of southern Minnesota made travel there dangerous. Blizzard Sound out of Iowa is courtesy of Trooper Paul Gardner. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. A prayer campaign against a suicide bill.
The British Parliament is considering a measure that would allow people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor, and Christian Concern wants to stop it. The UK-based ministry is urging believers to mark Lent by joining in a prayer campaign for a no vote on the bill. During the 40 days of Lent, Christians are being asked to spend 1 minute a day asking God to derail the legislation, which critics say would end up pressuring the old and the disabled to kill themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the Statistics Agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. This is SRN News. The EU wants to protect its production of EVs from global competitors.
On electric vehicles, there's fierce competition from China, but also the US. European manufacturers are hampered by high costs for converting plants and high wage bills. Then there are potential tariff wars looming, both with the US and China. EU Commissioner Séjourné calls it a pivotal moment. The Commission is proposing protectionist measures, including a law that will stipulate that electric cars sold in the EU must use a certain amount of European components.
The White House says automakers will get a one-month exemption from tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president spoke to the big three automakers on Wednesday. She said the president granted the exemption so they are not at an economic disadvantage. Leavitt added reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd. More details at SRNnews.com.